Okay. What we're talking about with the Seventh Amendment is something similar to the Third Amendment in the fact that it's historically marked.
In suits at common law, where the value in controversy shall exceed $20, the right of trial by jury shall be preserved.
We're talking about civil law here, not criminal law. So this is person to person. It says that if the value of this civil trial is over $20,
then you have the right to ask for a trial by jury.
Oftentimes people waive that trial by jury. In where we show the timing here is $20. I mean, any kind of civil trial now is over $20. But if you look at that and you look at the quartering of troops, there's a similarity that takes you back in history. The idea of a civil trial is that you've been wronged by another individual, not by the state. In which case, like in Judge Judy, you would sign away your rights to question the verdict in a civil trial, and you would then say you would go to her, even though this isn't a real court case, but it's similar, and you would go into this civil trial, and then you would argue your case towards the judge. The judge would make the decision and then render the verdict and call for the penalty. As you see, if it's over $20, then you have a right to jury trial in a case like Judge Judy or these TV trials, where they aren't real, but they go somewhat by the law. In that case, then you would, if it wasn't in her court and it was in a real court, you would have the right to a jury trial. However, seldom do people ask for jury trials in a civil case. It just is, it's too expensive. The court costs become too expensive for both sides, and so they can choose not to take that and have it rendered by a judge.